This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.38 and a quarter, down 5 3/4. March corn, $4.51, down 5 3/4. May corn, $4.59 and a quarter, down 6. November soybeans were $13.02 and a quarter, down 1. January soybeans were $12.97 and a half, down 3. March soybeans, $12.78, down 3 3/4. December wheat was 7 3/4, up 1. March wheat, 7.10 3/4, up 1. May wheat, 7.13 3/4, up 1. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Tuesday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Without any export news, corn and soybean prices were being pressured lower by the better-than-expected yields. Wheat found some support on weather problems in South America. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 5 cents lower at 407 to 424. Soybean bids were mixed at 1268 to 1282. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 cents lower at 412 to 422. Soybean bids were steady to 2 cents lower at 1276 to 1290. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mixed at 403 to 426. Soybean bids were mostly 2 cents higher at 1274 to 1303. Wheat bids were 1 cent higher at 658 to 689. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were down 1 cent at 1304 to 1312. Basis was unchanged at 2 to 10 cents over the November. Soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 436.10 to 456.10, up 540 with basis up 5 at 20 to 40 over the December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were down 3 to 6 cents at 418 to 448 with basis unchanged to up 3 at 20 under to 10 over the December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids down 6 cents at 413 to 423, with basis steady at 15 to 25 under the December. Soybeans ended 2 to 4 cents higher at 1301 to 1305, with basis up 3 to 5 cents at 1 under to 3 over the November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids at 4 to 6 cents lower at 437 to 441. These elevators raised their soybean prices 1 cent with quotations at 1325 to 1328. Soft wheat closed 1 to 2 cents higher at 712 to 714. Milo ended the day 6 to 7 cents lower at 473 to 474. Contract bids for producers for January delivery in the northern part of the state, corn at 417 to 436, soybeans for January at 1271 to 1293. In the central part of the state, corn for January delivery at 421 to 434, soybeans for January delivery at 1283 to 1309. And in the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery at 420 to 441, soybeans for January delivery at 1297 to 1318. And that concludes our report. This is David Humphreys for the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $131.10, up 97 cents. December live cattle were $132.97, up $1.07. February live cattle, $134.72, up 85 cents. October feeder cattle were $166.05, up 22 cents. November feeder cattle were $167.85, up $1.45. January feeder cattle, $168.02, up $1.60. December lean hogs were $88.57, up $1.10. February lean hogs, $90.52, up 87 cents. April lean hogs, $90.55, up 75 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday, the 22nd afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 46 cents lower in the range of $86.92 to $89.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $87.01. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading a dollar lower with four lighter sows and steady for the heavy sows. Moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 51 to 58, 4 to 5 weights 53 to 62, 5 to 550 weights 57 to 63, and 550 and up 59 to 64. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $58 up to $64. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled $13,329. United Producers Auction opening report for October 22nd. They had 198 head expected. And compared to last week, steers and heifers were $2 higher and Holstein steers a dollar higher. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 124 to 130. The selects were bringing 120 to 124. Holstein steers, choice, were bringing 115 to 120. And choice slaughter heifers were bringing 124 to 128. The select heifers were bringing 122. Now in the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a dressed basis were trading at $2. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 365 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $95.50, and that was 15 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $199.33. That was $1.04 higher, with select carcasses at $183.03, and that was $1.38 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 123,000. That compared to 122,000 last week and 128,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 432,000, which compared to 434,000 last week and 429,000 a year ago. Now from the Arthur Hay Report, compared to last week, small squares of alfalfa and alfalfa mixed hay traded 50 cents higher, with grass hay and wheat straw mostly steady. They showed receipts of 440 bales. And starting with the alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares, they were $6.75 to $7. Mixed grass small squares, good quality, were bringing $4 to $5. They had some large rounds bringing $90 to $102. Fair quality small squares, they were bringing $3.75 a bale, and the large rounds $47.50. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, bringing $2.50 to $4 a bale. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.31. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.34. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.31. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.34. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.95. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.04. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.78. Their pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.31. Corn at Scottville is $4.31. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.95. And wheat at Scottville is $6.78. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. It's 21 minutes after the hour of 6, part 1 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Stein Seed and by the M&M Service Company.
Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Talk to FS about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service Company will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services, placing the latest innovations of precision farming technology at your fingertips. And with expert analysis and recommendations, the process of decision-making becomes a lot easier. Discover how FS can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why FS is your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, your natural resource.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and Stein HP corn. Myron, what is high population corn all about?
Stein HP corn is a new line of high population, high performance hybrids with superior genetics, standability, and disease resistance. So growers will get the most out of every acre they plant by putting more plants in the field, maximizing the field's true potential.
Let Stein maximize your field potential this season. Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact regional sales manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer.
Partly cloudy skies today. There's a slight chance of a shower this afternoon. High temperatures in the low 50s with northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies for tonight. A slight chance of a shower. Low temperatures in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, Thursday, sunny skies. Highs in the upper 40s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, mostly clear. Low temperatures in the upper 30s. Highs in the low 60s. Over the past 24 hours, WSMI weather watcher Rich Henry of Staunton, 4/10 of an inch of rain, 2/10 recorded by the Lang family of Coffeen, and a trace here at the Weather Center over the past 24 hours. Right now, 38 degrees on this Wednesday morning. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, and by the Monsanto Southern Illinois team. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Small cattle supplies, a generally favorable demand base, and low feed prices have sent feeder cattle future prices to record highs this fall. According to Purdue University Extension economist Chris Hurt, even higher prices may be on the horizon. Hurt says finished cattle prices have recently moved toward $130 per hundredweight, up from summer lows in early August, slightly below $120 per hundredweight. Hurt notes small beef supplies in the coming year are anticipated, with per capita beef supplies likely down about 5% for the rest of this year and well into 2014. He says the loss of cattle in South Dakota due to the blizzard early this month may have helped support the idea that cattle supplies would be even tighter. But Hurt says the reduction isn't large in terms of the national impact, noting that even the upper end of estimates, 100,000 head of losses, represents only a tenth of 1% of the nation's 89 million head of cattle. Hurt says losses of this magnitude are no doubt huge for individuals, but not highly significant for beef supplies nationally. He says the blizzard losses would be expected to increase finished cattle prices by 20 to 35 cents per hundredweight over the coming year. With the USDA back up and running, reports that traders rely on are once again being circulated. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions to see how having this information back is affecting the markets.
Well, I think most notably now we're looking at the crop progress reports, which was the first for the month of October, the last one we received in September. And the crop ratings improved dramatically since September 30th. Now, it's not unusual for crop ratings to increase as harvest progresses, but this increase is particularly significant, suggesting that the corn yield that increased, national average corn yield, I should say, it increased a little over 3 bushels per acre since the end of September based on harvest results, and the soybean yield about 8/10 of a bushel. However, much of that had already been factored into the market, so that's really kind of minimized the market's reaction.
And wheat has been kind of one of the up-and-coming stories here. Can you give us an update on how that's doing?
Yeah, we're continuing to see some strength in the wheat market. It's become a little bit more volatile with some bigger price swings, but overall the trend continues to be higher with concerns about a shorter crop in Argentina, in Brazil, in Ukraine, in Russia, and now in China, with some talk about the wildfires in Australia also illustrating the drought there, although the impact on the crop is less so there. But overall, global supplies of quality milling wheat continue to shrink and get uncomfortably tight. That's creating some panic in the export market with end users quickly trying to buy up their supplies, and we've seen a strong, steady demand for U.S. wheat.
Now, soybeans, we all know that they've been tight for a while now, and the yields for us are coming in at least at about average, but not spectacular. How do we view soybeans going from here?
Well, global soybean demand remains very, very strong. We've seen, for example, soy meal prices have been on fire in recent weeks in China because of strong demand. And so that has increased the demand for U.S. soybeans, with China taking 50 million bushels, nearly 50 million bushels in the latest week reported on export shipments from the United States, continuing to be an active buyer of U.S. soybeans and other customers as well. U.S. is now the primary source of soybeans and soy meal on the world export market. The question is, how much bigger is this U.S. soybean crop, and is it big enough to supply that global demand? The answer is that it's probably large enough to get us to the South American harvest. So I think while that demand will provide underlying support for the soybean market, I think the actual gains will be limited somewhat by that expectation that South America will be able to supply the need beyond that point, and even if we have to import some as we did this last year. However, if any weather problems do develop in South America, then we could see some fireworks.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. The Animal Agriculture Alliance has released a report detailing the efforts and progress made by America's livestock, poultry, and egg producers over more than a decade in ensuring animal well-being, protecting the environment, using antibiotics responsibly, and producing the world's safest food. The report will provide stark contrast to a report from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health's Center for Livable Future, the organization that initiated Meatless Mondays, which is expected to be released today. It updates the reports it used by Pew Commission on Industrial Farm Animal Production in 2008 that was highly critical of modern food animal production. Alliance President and CEO Kay Johnson Smith says that many organizations have long criticized the animal agriculture community for not caring enough about their animals or environment or prioritizing public health. But she says the entire animal agriculture community has worked hard and achieved results. She says those results should be shared. Information for the Animal Agriculture Alliance report was provided by organizations representing beef, chicken, dairy, egg, pork, and turkey farmers and ranchers. It showcases specific accomplishments in the areas of animal care, responsible use of antibiotics, food safety, environmental sustainability, and industry research initiatives. A full copy of the report is available through a link on the Animal Agriculture website, animalagalliance.org. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.